The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Are you ready?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we've been ready a long time.
What are you ready for?
We're ready for playing bad news.
Yes, we're ready for you.
Are you ready to rock?
Yes,
we're ready.
Are you ready to roll?
Yes, we are ready to roll.
Softly in this world. I think that's a bit of a lovely way to kick off a Friday evening rock show. That was Down in a Hole by a band called Alice in Chains from the MTV Unplugged album, which is one of, I think, one of the most sonically beautiful albums I know of. I love it to pieces. If you happen to own it on a large black slab of plastic, it might have been a double album, actually. It's worth quite a bit of money, but I will pay you very cheaply for it if you want to offload it. But Alice in Chains, MTV Unplugged, a very beautiful album. Lane Staley and Jerry Cantrell's vocals together, I just think are amazing. They're quite different. Sort of one is that slightly tortured, and the other one is smooth and beautiful. They work so well together. This is 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you very much for joining me this evening. My name is Matt, and I am solo in the studio. No Maria this evening. She woke up this morning and sounded a bit like this. She had a bit of a croaky voice going on. Lucky it was light, daylight, because otherwise it would have been like, who the heck is that with this husky voice? Anyway, so Maria, if you're listening, there's probably some stuff coming up that you're going to hate. But anyway, that's okay. That's okay. This show, 46 and 2, comes to you primarily on Fresh FM. Well, when I say primarily, originally on Fresh FM, the top of the South, Te Tau Ihu's community access radio station. You can hear us in Southland, on Radio Southland, and on Free FM in Hamilton as well, plus podcasts available to the planet through podcasting platforms. We also stream to the planet through our website, freshfm.net. Now, there was a tour announced recently, and tickets are on sale. At least there was a pre-sale yesterday, and the Auckland Town Hall, March the 3rd, Mr. Bungle and the Melvins. What a gig that is going to be. Tickets are around about $160-ish, I think, dollars, which is not bad for two fairly cool international acts. And if you're a Nirvana fan, you know the mythology around the Melvins. Kurt claimed to be a roadie for them. I think Buzz said that he was an annoying kid that they got to carry stuff for them. But anyway, yeah, Melvins and Mr. Bungle. It's going to be fairly amazing. Mr. Bungle, a band who have put out quite a few albums, everyone in a fairly different genre. That's what you'd have to say. I've got some Melvins now. This is coming to you off an album that they put out in 2006 called A Senile Animal. The song is A History of Bad Men. It is the Melvins coming to you on 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thanks to Beggs Music Works, and thank you for listening. We'll be right back. There you go. A bit of the Melvins coming to you on 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. I hope you enjoyed that. Now, as I mentioned, they are playing. They're touring New Zealand and Australia with something like the Raging Wrath of Australia, New Zealand, or New Zealand, Australia, something like that. They put out some fairly heavy, thrashy music lately. Most of it has incredibly dodgy lyrics. So I'm not actually going to play any of that, Mr. Bungle. I'm going to play something that they probably are not going to play. As I mentioned before, they've been fairly diverse with their genres, and they put out an album called California, which I think is by far their most popular album. Came out in 1991. The album that I got introduced to them on was Mr. Bungle, the self-titled album, came out in 91. It sounds like a bad acid trip at a circus would be a good way of describing it. Then they put out an album in 95 called Disco Volante, and California in 1999. Going to go with an incredibly popular song off that album. It is Pink Cigarette. It's coming to you on 46 and 2 on Fresh FM, and I would say this is going to be nothing like what Mr. Bungle will be playing in March next year.
Touch me, touch me.
bit of Soundgarden, Outshined. That is a groovy song. I like it a lot. You are listening to 46 and 2 on Fresh FM. Thank you so much for joining. I was going to say us, me at the moment, Matt in the Nelson studio. Hope you're enjoying your Friday evening if you are listening live on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access radio station. Now, we've added a feature, the long song, and if you leave it too late, the long song does not fit in. So I'm going to kick off the long song now, and this, I think, is another good'un. There is a band called Iron Maiden. Some people already know what this song is. It is based on a poem, and it was written by a guy called Samuel Taylor Coleridge. I think it came out in 1834. Now, Iron Maiden, the band that they were, and probably still are, liked to do things in their own way. They liked to tell stories. It was one of the cool things about Iron Maiden. Where other bands were singing about the ladies and all that sort of thing, Iron Maiden was singing about fighter pilots in World War II and about long-distance runners and about ancient Egyptians and, oh, they might have sung about 22 Acacia Avenue, actually. But anyway, and women in uniform. Actually, there were a few of them. But anyway, they sung a lot of songs that told stories, unlike Lost for Words, which is off this album, Lost for Words Begorra, a song where they didn't have any lyrics. But anyway, on the Power Slave album, they decided to do a tribute to the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner, the poem. And yeah, here it is now. Iron Maiden's reinterpretation of the rhyme of the Ancient Mariner. It is the long song for tonight's 46 and 2. Thanks to Biggs Music Works. Stick with it. It's a shorty-ish. Just under 14 minutes. Here we go.
Play. star-dogged moon, too quick for groan or sigh. Each turned his face with a ghastly bang and cursed me with his eye. 4 times 50 living men, and I heard no sigh nor groan. With heavy thump, a lifeless lump, they dropped down. Thank you.
Now that's how you wrote a song. That is Iron Maiden, A Rime of the Ancient Mariner, from an incredibly good album called Power Slave. Fantastic. Speaking of fantastic, I was watching a bit of the old YouTubes, as you do. There's all sorts of stuff on YouTube. You can find all sorts of gigs, live gigs, bands and festivals are putting stuff up there live. It's quite incredible to watch a clip of a band that's just performed somewhere on the other side of the world like a couple of nights ago, and there's a high quality clip up there already. But I went back and was watching some Gary Moore from around about, I think it was 1981, 82-ish. It might have been at the Pink Pop Festival, which is obviously going for a while. And Gary Moore, he was just wearing a pair of jeans and a t-shirt, as he was wont to do. But man, there were some bogans in the crowd, guys in like sleeveless denim jackets with amazing sort of early 80s mullets and, you know, jumping up and down. And it was very cool. But one of the songs that Mr. Gary Moore played was Nuclear Attack. And I thought, there you go. I'm going to stick that on the show. So here we go. Once again, thanks to Beggs Music Works, the wonderful people in Beggs Music Works. Of course they are. But in Hardy Street, Nelson, supporting this show, 46 and 2, here is a bit of Gary Moore with Nuclear Attack. Going to all those in the deep south of Invercargill, I'm sure this has been thrashed a bit in the past. We'll be right back. a bit of Irishman Gary Moore there with Nuclear Attack. Now, that was meant to be on the album Dirty Fingers, third solo album by Gary, but it was ultimately shelved in favour of a more radio-oriented G-Force album. But three of the tracks, Nuclear Attack, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, and Run To Your Mama, were later released as an EP in 81. But the album was released in 83, I think it was, and then got re-released internationally. But yeah, I guess they went, oh no, we want more radio-friendly pop hits. But from my understanding, Gary wanted to be playing more bluesy-based stuff anyway, but I think his contracts wouldn't allow him. Now, that may be a bit of urban myth. I don't want to mislead you, but it's incredibly easy when you have the power of the microphone. You can say anything, and somebody may believe you. I'm sure most people are just shaking their head going, man, that's rubbish. Rubbish. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this evening's edition of 46 and 2 coming to you on Fresh FM, Radio Southland, Free FM, and the internet all over the world, no matter where you are. It's a bit cold outside in Nelson at the moment. There's a southerly apparently heading its way up the country. It was only like 8 degrees in Christchurch or something. It was hot here earlier on today. Hot, but now it's cold. I guess it's the opposite of hot. But anyway, weekend, not looking too bad. Enough weather chat. Who cares? It's the weather. It's outside. We're inside, unless you're outside listening, and then you're outside. But anyway, no matter where you are, we are in this together. It is a cheesy segue into a song that Maria has requested on her, I was going to say deathbed, on her sick bed. She's managed to get the fingers on the text saying, play the song. So Maria, this song is going out for you. It's going to finish the show, 46 and 2 for this evening. It is Nine Inch Nails from the fantastic double album The Fragile, which if you've got on vinyl is actually a triple album. I'm fairly sure it's got three discs. Yeah, I've got it. It's beautiful. I love it. I love it heaps. So anyway, for you now, for Maria now, here's Nine Inch Nails. We're in this together. We'll catch you again next week on another edition of 46 and 2. Thanks so much for joining me. I do appreciate it.
awake to the sound.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. visit our website freshfm.net for our contact details.